Thank you very much. We will not come back to those questions already addressed during the first intervention, but this final intervention, during this final intervention, I will touch upon the media freedom and media transparency in Georgia. The government of Georgia supports freedom of expression and freedom of media as fundamental human rights, which lies at the heart of our priorities. I've briefly mentioned in my presentation the numerous reforms that have been implemented for facilitation of media pluralism. What has changed after digital switchover is that we have 23 nationwide free-to-air TV channels are available instead of 12 in Tbilisi. Approximately 25-26 free-of-air TV channels are available in regions instead of 4 and 5. Most recently, in June 2015, the amendments were introduced to Georgian law on broadcasting to ensure access of customers to diverse and high-quality free-to-air broadcasting content, to minimize procedures for entry to the broadcasting market and to promote media pluralism. According to the amendments, Georgian National Commission is obliged to issue authorization of broadcasting within 10 working days after the submission of the relevant application. At this point, there are 125 authorizations issued for 112 television broadcasters, 81 licenses issued for 46 radio broadcasters and one community radio broadcasting license. Amendments of 2011 to the Georgian Law of Broadcasting fully guarantees the transparency and openness of the media. Following the amendments, it's forbidden for the owners, the authorization seeker, as well as for the beneficiary owner to be registered in the offshore zone, and information on the shares shall be made public. Before the changes, there were several broadcasters with offshore ownership. As for today, there are none. These reforms have been further supported by the OSCE and welcomed by the European Commission. The reforms carried out by the government of Georgia have duly been reflected in various international rankings on the media freedom. Let me name a few of them. The World Press Freedom Index, we have 69th among 108 countries. In 2014, Georgia ranked first among Eastern Partnership countries by the Media Freedom Index of Eastern Partnership. Freedom House Survey Freedom of the Press 2014 states that Georgia continues to have the free and most diverse media environment in the South Caucasus. The Freedom House report included Georgia in the free regarding internet freedom and ranked the country 12th overall in the study of 60 countries worldwide. According to the Worldwide Governance Indication Project, since 2012, Georgia jumped 19 places in rule of law and 16 places in the voice and accountability. Referring to the questions raised by the UK, Mexico, the Netherlands, Norway, we believe that all these measures will ensure freedom of media in the course of upcoming pre-election period. We also believe that the initiatives of Georgian broadcaster and private TV company MediTV to launch new political talk show programs, namely five new TV shows recently added in the social political slot by the Georgian public broadcaster and two new political talk shows and journalistic inquiry program recently launched by the MediTV will also facilitate freedom of media in the upcoming pre-election period. So due to the time constraint, we're unable to address all the questions raised, but since the Russian Federation attempted to politicize the UPR process, we are forced to unwillingly use valuable and limited time of the discussion. Let me briefly react on the view voiced out by one delegation concerning Georgia's occupied territories. As we speak, Russia continues the policy of violating Georgia's territorial integrity recognized by the United Nations by occupying its two integral parts in clear violation of the UN Charter, norms and principles of international law. The EU broke 12 August 2008 Russia-Georgia ceasefire agreement and all UN Security Council and UN General Assembly resolutions on Georgia. Indeed, it falls under Georgia's positive obligation to protect the human rights of our compatriots residing in both regions, but due to the occupation of those regions, my country is unable to do so. Russia's illegal military presence and effective control of the occupied territories of Georgia make the Russian Federation an occupying power, and until the full deoccupation of Georgia occurs, the responsibility for the human rights situation in the occupied territories rests with the Russian Federation. So as we have 10 minutes, I want to pass the floor to Tinatin Roreliani, Office of the State Minister of Georgia of Reconciliation and Civic Equality Issues, and she will cover the questions very briefly on the rights of ethnic minorities. Thank you.